You got everything, honey?
I'm sure, Daddy.
Well, goodbyes are tough, huh? I thought I noticed a tear in one of the cockroach's eyes.
I still say you're making a big mistake, Tony. How could you leave New York, huh?
Triborough Bridge. Hey, look, Miss Rosine, you got to admit, this neighborhood is falling apart. I mean, look at Samantha. When she starts coming home with black eyes, I think it's time for me to get out.
Hey, that's because there were three of those guys, Dad. And anyway, I got one guy sneezing out of his ear.
How are you going to support yourself, huh?
Oh, hey, Miss Rosine, I got a great job at a great place. It's all green with picket fences.
You always said you love New York.
Yeah, but I love my daughter a lot more. Miss Rosine, take care of yourself, okay?
You too, Tony.
Bye-bye.
But I'm telling you, you're going to miss the heartbeat of the city. The excitement. The culture.
Hey, shut up down there. I'm trying to sleep.
Hey, go sit on your hard hat.
There is more to life than what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail and at the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long but you might wake to a brand new life. Brand new life. Brand new life around.
I'm warning you, Joan Crawford is my idol.
Morning.
May I help you?
Well, if you're Angela Bauer, I'm here to help you.
I beg your pardon.
I'm Tony Maselli. I'm here about the job.
Oh, I'm sorry. There must be a mistake. This job is for a housekeeper.
That's me, Mr. Goodmop.
Well, my mother's screening everyone. Did you meet her?
Yeah, yesterday. She gave me the once-over, kicked me in the tires, put me up on a rack.
Well, she should have checked under your hood, because you're the wrong sex.
Oh, wait a minute. She said that wouldn't be any problem.
My mother didn't think World War II was a problem.
Oh, that must be Jonathan. Cute kid.
Yes, he is.
You must be Jonathan.
That's right. How'd you know?
Your grandmother told me. You're king of the reptiles, right?
That's me!
Hey.
Excuse me. I'm in a terrible rush. I've got to get Jonathan to school and I've got to catch a train.
Well, I could take him.
No, no. Jonathan, didn't I tell you to take the snake out of the living room?
Not today, you didn't.
Must you be so literal?
Yes.
Jonathan, I don't know what to do with you.
Hey, Jonathan, why don't you hustle your little buddy upstairs?
Well, what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is it looks like a showdown between your snake and your mother. And remember, the snake doesn't pay your allowance.
Good point. Well, sorry, Wilbur. Money talks and you don't.
Thank you. Where were we? Oh, yes. You were at the door and I was about to close it.
Oh, wait. I gave up my apartment. I drove all the way up here. Your mother said I had this job except for a small formality.
What formality?
You saying yes.
No.
Can we talk?
Well, do you have any references?
No.
Do you have any experience?
None.
How many jobs have you had as a housekeeper?
One, if I get this.
Ah, Mr. Maselli, here you are, and right on time. What a reliable person. So, how are things going with you two?
In the direction of the door.
The door? Angela, what is the problem?
The problem is, Mother, you sent me a man for a housekeeper.
Oh, don't be sexist. A man can do meaningless, unproductive work just as well as a woman.
Mother, Mother, the housekeeper's room is very close to mine.
Oh, hey, don't worry about me. I keep a can of mace by my bed.
He's got a sense of humor. A regular Henny Youngman.
What a zany guy. Nevertheless, it doesn't look right or feel right for a man to be living here alone.
But he's not alone. Didn't you tell her about Samantha? Well, you're married?
Oh, no, no. Sam's my daughter. You're going to love her. She's out in the truck. I'll go get her.
No! No, wait!
Isn't he perfect?
No.
He loves children, Angela. And children love him. I got that from the director of the Brooklyn Y. See, my instincts tell me this is the man for my grandson. And it doesn't hurt that he's a hunk.
Mother, I'm not looking for a hunk for a housekeeper.
Why not? He'll do floors. He'll lift furniture. Can I come over when he lifts?
Mother, I don't know anything about this man.
Now, Angela, I checked him out thoroughly, and it's a story you won't believe.
Oh, one of those.
I got it from his parish priest. See, he's an ex-jock, and he played in the major leagues for a while until he got hurt, and then they dumped him. The swine. And it was just about that time that his young wife died.
Mother, don't do this to me.
They were childhood sweethearts, Angela. And since that time, well, he's been working at odd jobs. You know, a young widower, trying to find himself and support his little girl.
You did it to me.
Angela, even the child psychologist said that Jonathan has to have a male role model. And this Tony, is he male or is he male? I mean, we are talking mucho macho here.
Well, here she is. This is Samantha. Oh, she got that shine of stealing third in Little League. Sam, I want you to meet some real nice people. This is Mona Robinson.
Nice to meet you.
And this is Angela Bauer.
Oh, I'm very pleased to meet you, Miss Bowers. You have a lovely home and you're so pretty.
Thank you. I'm very flattered.
That's the idea.
And this is the snake keeper, Jonathan. Jonathan, this is Sam.
Hi.
Hi.
They love each other already.
So, shall we wrap this thing up?
Gee, I don't know.
Angela, Albert Schweitzer is dead. This is the next best thing.
Hey, look, all I can say is I really need the job. I mean, my daughter needs a good place to grow up. And I got a feeling maybe you need us.
It's okay with me, Mom.
There you go. There's the deciding vote.
I guess we could give it a try.
We got ourselves a new pan, all right.
Rich, I get my own room?
Oh, yes, you can have the sewing room.
I'm going to get our stuff. It's in the van.
I think I'll just go watch him unload.
Are you afraid of snakes?
Afraid? I had a boa constrictor when I was a kid. He'd swallow live mice. And once he ate a kid bigger than you. Is there any more questions?
Yes. Is it too late to change my vote?
Yes.
Grant, thank you again. It was a lovely evening.
You mean you're going to send a starving man home? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You spend $300 on dinner and you still come away hungry.
I've had it with Nouvelle Cuisine. The waiter had more food on his sleeve than I had on my plate. What about your cab driver?
Let him get his own meal.
Oh, he'll probably do better than we do. Sit down, I'll see what we have.
If I may say so, Ms. Vice President, you were absolutely charming with those clients tonight.
You may say so, Mr. President.
Your media plan was only brilliant.
So was the way you pretended you'd seen it before.
You make a great team.
Yeah. How about a green salad?
This is a potato salad.
It's true. But it is green. Sorry, I haven't shopped since the last housekeeper quit.
I'd settle for peanut butter and jelly.
Now that I can handle. I may not be great in the kitchen, but I certainly make up for it in the boardroom.
I'm not bored.
Oh. The Connecticut clot strikes again.
Here, let me help.
No, don't touch it. You'll cut yourself. Here, let me get the dustpan.
This is good china.
I know. I care enough to break the very best.
I have a wonderful idea.
We can't. My son's upstairs.
I don't mean upstairs. I mean upstate. I've got a place we can go there this weekend.
This weekend? I don't know if my mother can take Jonathan this weekend.
I have a cabinet full of Wedgwood china. We can break it all.
Wedgwood? Oh, Grant. Now you're really getting to me.
Hey, what's going on? Your date? I thought you were getting attacked. What are you doing rolling around on the floor?
We weren't rolling on the floor. We were picking up a broken plate.
Both of you?
It was a big plate.
Angela, who is this?
Well, Grant, you're not going to believe this, but this is my new housekeeper.
Housekeeper? Angela, this is the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
Hey, who is this bozo?
Tony, this bozo is my boss.
It's your boss? I thought they chased you around your desk, not around your stove.
I don't find that very amusing, and I don't have to explain my behavior to a male Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, eh? You're lucky I like that movie. I take care of it.
Behave yourself!
Don't tell me to behave myself. Talk to Conan the Barbarian here.
Now, that movie, I hate it.
Tony, go to your room.
Angela.
Tony, go to your room.
I don't want to go.
Grant, go to your cab.
Angela.
Grant, go to your cab. Tony, go to your room.
I'm going.
Grant, I'm very sorry about this. We'll talk about the weekend at the office tomorrow. Well, look on the bright side. You just saved a fortune in cab fare.
Great. That makes 2 meters that got turned off early.
I agree.
I knew it. I knew this wasn't going to work out.
Hey, no problem. We just got our signals crossed.
I'll cross your signal. You have just intruded on a personal moment with someone I happen to like a lot. From now on, if you feel tempted to butt in, please butt out.
Well, next time I see somebody crawling all over you on the floor, I'll know that's how you entertain friends.
Oh. I think we better continue this discussion in the morning. Right now, I am so angry, I could strangle you. Let's go to bed.
Right.
Dream, sweetheart.
No, I didn't even get to sleep.
You. I thought it was Jonathan.
Well, I don't take this like an apology or anything, but I guess I screwed up a little tonight.
Maybe a little.
I hope I didn't cost you your job.
No, I don't think so. I think you might have cost me an awfully big promotion.
Aha! So that's why you're going out with that guy for a promotion?
There you go, jumping to conclusions again. I am going out with him because he's great-looking, he's fun to be with, and he's a good dancer.
So he's got twinkle toes. What's the promotion?
Grant's being moved up to chairman of the board. He's going to recommend a new president this week. And I've got a good shot at it. Or at least I did.
Hey, no problem. You could be president someplace else.
Just like that, huh?
Yeah, what the heck?
Go down to the president's hiring hall and hang around until something breaks.
You're a smart lady. You could do it. You don't need that stiff.
Tony, you know how long I've worked for this? Ever since my husband left me, and, well, anyhow, it's just taken me a long time to get this far, and I'd really love to go all the way.
Yeah, I know, I just wanted
to. Nothing was going to happen here. Well, why should it when the man has a perfectly good house upstate?
Aha, so that's where you're going with him this weekend.
Tony, I'm going to say this very slowly. My weekend has nothing to do with my promotion.
You'll never know unless you don't go.
Who are you anyway? Jiminy Cricket?
I'm just trying to tell you, Angela, you can do this on your own. It's like Sinatra said.
Sinatra?
Through it all, when there was doubt,
I ate it up and I spit it out. I faced them all and I stood tall and I did it my way.
We're talking about my life and you're giving me philosophy from the Sands Hotel?
Well, could you just try to remember what I said?
Tony, if I had a lobotomy, I would remember that.
Well, good. Because let me tell you one thing, Angela. You'd never catch me doing something dumb like sleep with my employer. All right, egg fans. Let's show those chickens they have not laid in vain.
I'll have mine scrambled.
All right, two scrambled working, baby. Do I hear fried, boiled, basted, or sunny side up? Jonathan, how would you like your eggs?
In the shell. I hate eggs. I'll just have some crunchy crawlers and a cup of coffee.
Crunchy crawlers and a cup of coffee? You want to top it off with a shot of vodka?
Let me see that. Look at this. It's all bleached flour and sugar.
You eat this, you'll be a walking pimple. Out it goes.
Hey, I always had that for breakfast.
Yeah, well, start eating eggs. Shady scrambled. There you go, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And you, manja.
Yuck. Isn't there anything else?
Yeah, hunger. Now, eat those eggs, or the rest of those teeth are going to fall out, and they're not going to come back. Oh, look who's up. The lady of the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can I make you something for breakfast?
No, thank you. Just juice and coffee.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Hey, what about her teeth?
Jonathan, since when did you start eating eggs?
Since Tony threw away my crunchy crawlers. He said it was either that or hunger.
You threatened my son?
Yeah, I...
Seems to be working.
Every time. Every time.
How are you liking those eggs?
I haven't thrown up yet.
Keep eating, champ. Later we'll shoot some hoops. Excuse me. So, did you think about it?
Yes, just juice and coffee.
Not just juice and coffee. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what we talked about this. Huh?
Oh, that. Yes, well, I'm just going to let what happens happen.
Oh, hey. Hey, ho. If you just let what happens happen, when what you wanted to happen happens, you're not going to know whether it happened or not.
No,
wait a minute. There are certain things that are no good for you, like crunchy crawlers and guys who just want
to... Now, just a minute. If I want... crunchy crawlers, then I will have crunchy crawlers.
Crunchy crawlers are empty calories. Not really satisfying. In an hour, you're going to want something else.
Maybe I'll want more crunchy crawlers.
I only got 8 minutes to get you to the train.
Time really flies when you're bored, doesn't it?
Yeah. Let's hit the road. Come on.
Goodbye, darling. The school bus will be here in a minute. I love you.
What was that all about?
Sex.
That's what I thought.
Grant, level with me. Does my promotion have anything to do with, our weekend together?
Hey, Jim Peterson's up for it, too, and I didn't invite him.
Well, Grant, you know, I think we ought to put the weekend on hold until after the board makes its final decision.
Why?
Because, to tell you the truth, if I go away with you this weekend, and then I get the presidency, I'll never know if it was because I was good or because I was good.
I'd know.
Well, you could joke about it if you want to, but I'd like to think that I faced them all and I stood tall and did it my way. I don't believe I said that.
I don't either. Are you moonlighting at a piano bar?
Grant, Hi, Tony.
Ah.
What are you doing?
Oh, this is called aerobic house cleaning. You stay lean while you clean. You're home early, aren't you?
Grant decided to call a special meeting of the board of directors to decide on the new president right away. I waited around for a while, and then I decided to come home when I started biting nails that belonged to other people.
I don't know what you're worried about. You're going to get it.
Well, never can be sure. Tony, don't take this as a compliment, but, well, I kind of followed your advice, and I'm not going away with him this weekend.
Yeah?
That's terrific.
Yeah, well, that's easy for you to say. Guess I'm going to sweat it out. I better do it in a sweatsuit.
It's a good idea. Hey, we can shoot some hoops.
Oops.
You know,
Oh, great.
Hey, look who's here. Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer. How was school, guys? You guys eat lunch together?
No, I played baseball.
How about you, Jonathan?
I was in the science lab having lunch with an alligator.
Oh, an alligator, huh? I like alligators. You know, they always get a bum rap in them jungle movies, huh?
I'm starved. I need a shot of granola.
Oh, that's a good idea. A round of granola for the house. So, tell me all about school, honey. How was it?
It was great, Daddy.
Yeah?
The playground's beautiful. It's so nice to sit on a bench without having to push a wino wall.
I'm so glad you like it, sweetheart. Hey, and how you getting along with old Jonathan?
You mean Captain Cobra? Okay, I guess. But I really like his mom.
Yeah. Well, she's got it together. I mean, well, most of it anyway.
Dad, how could a woman make enough money to afford a great house like this?
Well, I mean, she works hard and she's real smart. Hey, you could do the same thing.
I can?
Sure.
Then I think I'll be the manager of the Mets.
Good choice, good choice. I'll be so proud of you when you're out there kicking dirt on umpires.
You want to shoot some hoops?
I'd love to.
All right.
Oh, I'll be right out, sweetheart. Bower residence, Tony here. Oh, hi, Rosie from the office. Oh, nice to meet you, Rosie. Yeah, no, she's changing clothes. Can I take a message? Oh, come on, Rosie. I won't tell. She get it or not? No. Ah, come on, give me a little hint. Yahoo. Oh, Yahoo! Oh, now I get it. She got it. Oh, great. Yeah, I'll tell her that Mr. Pax is going to call. Uh-huh. Okay, fine. Yeah, Rosie. Okay, bye. Well, you sound nice, too, Rosie. Bye. Hey, all right. There they go.
Was that the phone?
Yeah, that was the phone.
Huh. Who was it?
Oh, it was the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. You just want a free dance lesson.
Great. Now all my problems are solved. I'll be a Rockette.
You'll be a good one.
Thank you. Is there any coffee?
Sure. Come on, come with me. Grab yourself a cup.
Now there's nothing to do but sit around and go crazy. You want some?
No. Let me ask you a question, huh?
Sure.
Let's say, you know, you don't get this job. And you're going to be sorry you didn't fool around with the boss?
No. Glad I did what I did.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Why?
Because, you got it.
That wasn't Arthur Murray?
That was Rosie.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
You got it.
Well, that's great. We got to celebrate. What should we do?
About some hoops.
Is that your answer for everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine is a hot bath and a cold glass of champagne.
Well, how about you, Jonathan?
I have to feed Wilbur.
Let's go.
Sam, I think our work is really cut out for us. Yeah.